Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Weekend for the Roberto Clemente fans everywhere. I would argue, Paul, this is the biggest weekend ever for a multiple number of reasons. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we are honored to be joined by Roberto Clemente Jr. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Not as good as you.
Well, I'm tired, but it's not your fault. You know, we've been busy leading into this weekend. We're very excited to have Larry tonight, and as always, the man is a machine. The guy is unbelievable. You're the man, Larry. You're the man.
I'm very honored that you have asked me to be the MC for your annual Ambassadors Dinner tonight at the Heinz History Center, and share with everybody what the Roberto Clemente Foundation has been doing.
Well, you know, we believe that anyone can be a hero, right? It's just you know, what we do is not a memorial for that. We're devoted to be building nations of good by promoting the positive change and community engagement through the example and inspiration of my father. We believe that, you know, he would rather be honored with service to the world than rather to be a simple commemoration. So, because of that and the spirit of our mother who carried the torch for so many years with her mission for the foundation, the Roberto Clemente Sports City in Puerto Rico, and the love for humanity, this is a work of love that we do for humanity.
And your patience over a number of years is being rewarded tonight as well, because the documentary Clemente is opening in theaters on this very day.
Yes, indeed. We're so excited. I mean, it took 6 years to from beginning to end this project, and it did very well in South by Southwest Film Festival. It came in number one in its category, and people loved it, and from that point on, we knew we had a winner. So we're excited to be able to have those out tonight, and hear the what people have to think. Seriously, it's been very positive feedback from everyone that has watched it.
And for those that don't know, this weekend leading up to Roberto Clemente Day Monday in Major League Baseball, you've got Little League Legends tomorrow, 9 to noon. You got 3 to 7, the Clemente Bridge Festival, hosted by the Clemente Museum. Then, of course, Sunday, I love this, at PNC Park, you're going to screen the documentary at 7 o'clock on the big Jumbotron.
That for me, that's going to be a special evening to be able to watch the documentary on the Jumbotron at PNC with that backdrop. It's going to be a very memorable evening for sure.
And I was lucky enough to be at one of the Roberto Clemente days, and I've told you this, Roberto, I'll share this with our audience. The late Tom Walker, who was friends with your father and almost got on that plane, and it was your dad that said, no, you stay here. I'll see you at the New Year's Eve party. And Tom Walker's son, Neil, who played obviously for the Pirates, it was Roberto Clemente night. You were there with your brothers and your mom. And guess what? Neil Walker hit a home run over the Roberto Clemente right field wall. And I don't think there was a dry eye in the place.
No, you can't write that up, right? You cannot write this up like that. It's a special moment for sure. It was very, very special. Very special.
Roberto, getting back to tonight's event, what's special on the agenda?
You know, I'm bringing back, bringing in from Cleveland, there's a old roommate. There was a 16-year-old that they sent to Charleston, South Carolina in 1986. And this kid is from Puerto Rico, and he became a major leaguer. Carlos Baerga, who played for San Diego Indians, Mets. He is going to be with me on Monday. He's going to be honored. He's been an ambassador for the Latino community and the kids for many years, and we want to honor him for being an ambassador for our children. That's a surprise for him. He'll be surprised for that. More importantly, he's going to be my partner on Monday, Clemente Day, in the broadcast booth. I'm bringing him as a special celebration we're going to have on Monday. I've been lobbying for 6-7 years for the Pirates to have a Spanish broadcast, and we are at least going to do one game, a special one, and that'll be on Monday the 15th.
And another screening, by the way, tomorrow night at the Byam Theater. I didn't want to miss that opportunity for somebody who's interested.
Yes.
But Roberto Clemente Day, Pirates Day of Service to the Cubs, will be in town at PNC. Roberto, with the documentary, I've been asking you about this for years. What is the one thing you want people who see this, who didn't get to see your dad play like I did and didn't know your father, what is the takeaway that you want people to walk away from after that documentary screening?
I think it's very evident, Larry, that, you know, you're going to feel, you should feel that there is a call to action, to be able to take a step back and look at how you are being of impact around you. Within your home, your community, anywhere that you're there physically, how can you be of positive impact? And I think that that should drive this home with this project.
I also want people to know, and I discovered this at the museum, your father was a United States Marine and a very proud member of the Marine Corps in service, and he and John Banaszak, who played for the Steelers, won 3 Super Bowls, are the only two that I know from the region who are also in the Marine Corps Athletic Hall of Fame. I think it's important that people know your dad served on so many different levels, including to this country in that way.
He was very proud to be Puerto Rican, but as he said, I'm proud to be Puerto Rican, but I'm even more proud, more proud to be an American. So he was very proud to be an American. We are very, very fortunate to have that legacy of his, everything that he did for this country and the world. And we continue to celebrate that for sure.
What a weekend for your family and fans. Roberto, we'll see you tonight at the Ambassador's Dinner. And you can go to RobertoClementeFoundation.org to find out more and to help continue the work. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. See you tonight. And Steve Blass, Manny Sanguin will be around as well. So we'll see them tonight.
You know what Steve Blass says about Manny Sanguin, don't you, Roberto? He goes, he goes
right.
He goes, I got to tell you, I love Manny Sanguin, who, by the way, was very good friends with your dad, as you know. And he goes, he's always smiling. I just don't know what he's saying half the time. That's a beautiful thing. All right, Roberto. Hasta la vista.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's great.
What a great weekend. What a celebration. This is going to be awesome.
I can't wait to see this documentary. And then there is promise of a movie to come soon. Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers home opener, 1 o'clock. The Seattle Seahawks in town on the North Shore. Weather will be summer-like and dry and exciting to have the Steelers 1-0 in front of the home fans. And the Steelers have unveiled some plans for a new premium club. And also, let's find out what's new at Acrisure. Assistant Director of Communications is Michael Birch. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. You guys got to be excited, too. With all the changes in the Steelers personnel roster and with the game going our way on Sunday, a lot to look forward to, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's been an exciting, obvious training camp, and last week was certainly exciting all the way to the end, and it was, I think, for fans, pretty neat to see all those new guys playing a pretty big role in the game.
All right, that said, team just announced a new plan for a premium club. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty similar to sort of a speakeasy event, if you will, speakeasy club or bar. Access to it doesn't come with the ticket, but it's going to be right there sort of on the inside of the concourse that would allow fans sort of to watch the players come in to the stadium. And it's just another sort of example of a higher experience opportunity at the stadium. That'll kick off in 26, but it looks to be a pretty cool event for sure.
And is this going to be in the Champions Club area in the end zone closest to the river?
It'll be on that side of the stadium, yes. Not necessarily in that specific location, but it'll be over in that general area, yeah.
All right, about what's new this season at Acrisure?
Well, probably one of the most visible things for anybody that's been around the stadium is the installation of the synthetic football field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Field near the Gate A lawn. That'll be obviously used come draft time here in 2026, but it'll also be, used on game day for this season, both with us and Pitt. That's going to be, I think, a pretty neat opportunity for people outside the stadium before they come in. Another thing that'll definitely, I think, be noticed in a major improvement at the stadium is a new and upgraded Wi-Fi system that should help improve a better experience, better coverage, faster speeds, all that stuff in terms of the stadium. There were, an additional 1,300 access points put in. both in overhead and under some seat locations as well. So those are hopefully a couple pretty visible things. The one thing too, concessions, there's some new concessions throughout the stadium in both the upper east and upper west sections. And then probably the last thing that I think, the fans might enjoy the most, there will be a draft mobile exhibit in the stadium that fans can visit. Obviously, in the Hall of Honor Museum, we have a 20th anniversary celebrating the Steelers' Super Bowl victory in 2005. Fans can visit that. And then we will also have a spot in the stadium that celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Terrible Towel, where fans can visit. It's a 400-square-foot Terrible Towel, which last time I checked, that's probably pretty big. So a lot of photos for families and whatnot are available there.
Well, I knew Myron Cope, the creator of the Terrible Towel, and if he were with us today, he'd be thrilled. The 50th anniversary, which, by the way, has helped the charitable organizations over the years. When Myron would say, "Mha!" So you got a lot to celebrate. And that said, practical things, parking lots open 5 hours before kickoff, gates open 2 hours prior. And as always, make sure you have your mobile tickets downloaded. Right, Michael?
Yep. Obviously within the app, if you can download the app, a lot of that information is available through the app and will help you sort of navigate through that on game day. It's also a really good thing if you can get on that. Just enhances your overall, fan experience. Obviously gates open, as you said, 2 hours before. I would expect, given the weather, that there will be a lot of people down and around the city on Sunday, so certainly provide yourself enough time as you make your way to Acrisure.
Yeah, try to get inside early. They put on quite a show leading up to kickoff. Michael Birch, yes. Assistant Director of Communications with your Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks for the time today, Michael. We'll see you on Sunday.
We will see you on Sunday. I appreciate it as always, Larry.
You got it. Here we go. Time to get to work. Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard getting ready for the weekend. And usually we talk to Dr. Mike on Thursdays, but due to breaking news yesterday, gracious enough to slide over 24 hours. So the good Dr. Mike is with us on our live stream, too. Presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And don't forget our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Good to see you this morning, Doc.
Yeah, good morning. How are you and Paul doing, Larry?
Getting ready for the weekend. I think everybody's looking forward to, relax. And there's been some heavy, heavy news this week. And the remembrance of 9/11 yesterday. I think people are ready to just kind of enjoy a weekend, family and friends.
Agreed.
All right, our first question comes from Marco in Wexford. I noticed this too, especially this time of year, more bees buzzing around everywhere. And Marco says he's noticed those are in the yard. What should you do if your dog gets stung? Great question.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. We have a lot of goldenrod out in our fields, and that's something I've been noticing too. I mean, thousands of bees, which makes me happy. But yeah, if your dog gets stung, if you can, if you see it happen, try to pull the stinger out. I mean, that would always be best. And then maybe put a cold compress on it. Watch for swelling. Signs of allergies or allergic reaction would be vomiting and heavy panting, difficulty breathing, and you'd have to get the veterinarian right away. It's usually the ground wasps. The wasps seem to be the most toxic venom to dogs. And I used to be an ER vet for 7.5 years, and it seems like we've seen a lot more wasp stings at the emergency clinic. But if you have a history of your dog having an allergic reaction, get them to the vet right away. Give them a Benadryl or whatever your vet advises and head there, because that can be really serious, just like in people.
Dr. Mike, Tim in Murraysville has a question I've never considered before. He says that they're spending weekends at the lake and wants to know if they should rinse the dog off after swimming in fresh water.
Boy, this is a story too, Doc. We've heard about these new parasites that have been in waters around the region. So it's unsettling for people too.
Yeah, sure is. And this time of year, the blue-green algae, the pond scum, I think people know to keep their dogs out of that. At least I hope they do. But it's always a good idea to rinse your dog off when they get out, you know, wash off the bacteria that maybe some algae got on them, and certainly any of the irritants that could cause, you know, hot spots or skin problems. So I think it's a great idea. I think that's good advice. If you have access to fresh water, rinse them off.
Here's a question from Rachel in Robinson. Can dogs get hydrated even if they have water available? How can I tell if mine is drinking enough in this heat? That's going to be really hot through the weekend. And the next week, we're looking at upper 80s Monday and Tuesday, too.
That's amazing. We're supposed to be having fall weather, I thought. So it's good question. How does a dog get dehydrated? Well, primarily from not drinking enough water. So, Rachel, if you have fresh water available and you see your dog drinking, you probably don't have to worry about that. But the symptoms are they get the sticky gums. We call it cotton mouth if we haven't been drinking for a while. If you notice your dog's gums are tacky, then that could be a sign of dehydration. And their eyes get sunken, they get lethargic. It's very important to make sure our dogs are drinking and eating as well. Drinking, I'd say, is the most important. And if you don't think your dog's drinking enough, that's time for a vet checkup, because that would be a problem. But having plenty of fresh water available is the right thing to do. Provide them lots of shade and keep them out of this muggy, humid weather if you can.
Speaking of the bees again, I did a little artificial intelligence research, Doc and Paul. You want to hear why the bees are more active in the late summer and fall?
Yes.
It's a sign of winter ahead. The bees know, so they're all trying to stock up. And so they get very active and agitated. You'll notice this around trash barrels where there's any sweet, you know, with people putting soda pop and different sweet, the bees kind of,
yeah.
And I noticed this when you sit in the stands back in the day at some high school games in the fall, the bees get very aggressive. It's like they know for some of them, the end is coming. So they're trying to get it all in.
That's interesting. So I just learned some more trivia.
Yeah, that I'm full of it, so to speak. Wait a minute. Just one more footnote. Honeybees don't hibernate. Instead, they form a tight cluster inside their hive to keep the queen and the colony warm. And to survive, they need a large food supply. That's why they're frantically foraging. There you go.
Well, it makes me happy when I see them out there, because for a few years there, we weren't seeing as many bees. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, especially the honeybees. And Doc, big football weekend. How about Penn State's ranked number 2 in the country behind Ohio State? Wait till that clash.
I know, as always. But at any rate, after last week, I'm not so sure they deserve number 2, but very lethargic.
Spoken like a true fan.
Yeah.
And for our listeners who cannot see the video feed right now, Dr. Mike is still representing the Pirates. What a guy.
Yeah.
Got your hat on.
After 6 losses.
I know. You know, it was the exact opposite. We got to talk to Joe Block in our 9 o'clock hour. And last week, they came off this great run of wins, capped by a ball.
Exactly.
And now this week, they haven't won a game. I'm almost afraid to talk to Joe.
What is it like to be a Pittsburgh fan?
But I appreciate your loyalty, absolutely. And last half hour, we talked to Roberto Clemente Jr. It's Roberto Clemente Day on Monday. And they have this new this documentary you got to see about Clemente.
I would love to see it.
All right. Have a great weekend, Doc.
All right. You too. Great talking to you as always.
Appreciate you. Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can go to kdkradio.com for a link to animalgeneral.net. That is a guy, Paul, who loves what he does with all his heart and passion.
I picked up on it the first time I met him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.